Josh Gunai, yoda yoda. It's a privilege that is have come in. It's really good that we get to do all this. I do my painting, my artwork, which I never used to do from being in for the last couple of years that I've been in for. It's actually been an eye-opener for me with my artwork.
You sell your artworks. Is it an outlet that you sell through the collection facility?
Yeah, through Torch, which is a good organisation for us in the Victorian prisons.
Oh, well, we're talking the Torch Project. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's mad. And how do you get an income from that?
Yeah, we all get incomes from it, which is very helpful because majority of the brothers in here, we don't like asking family because they're already struggling out there. So, it's a big thing for us in here.
When you sell your artworks, do you do like a bit of a story about the artwork plus an artist bio?
Yeah, we put all the stories and that to it, what we do. It's really good. It puts us, puts our mind out at ease and sort of, my spirit just wanders back to the days that, we're meant to really be doing, instead of just thinking, sitting around and just having the walls all around us, So just make it a bit easier for ourselves. Yeah, it's not just for brothers that are in the prisons. It's for when you leave as well. They start up a pack. Like as soon as you get released, they'll send a pack to wherever you are. They've got organisations all over Victoria where they've got a certain worker that will come into, like say Fulham. They'll have one worker from Bendigo here that comes into Loddon. And Middleton as well, and when we do get released, if you get released from that jail, they give you their business card where you can contact them and they help you still do your artwork on the outside. They fund all the canvas and paints and that for you, so which is really good. It's a good step for once we do get out. We know there's a bit of support there with our artwork because if something gets hard, we know we can go back and do that and just sort of restart again,